My name is Jamie, but as referenced, people know me as the Rum Lady. At least one person came up to me tonight and said, "Are you the Rum Lady?" And I was like, "What gave it away? The rum van? The rum on the table? The rum that you're drinking?" I have a tiny rum distillery on the eastern shore of Maryland. And for the last 10 years, me and my lovely team have turned raw Louisiana sugarcane into delicious rum that is hopefully in your glass. For those that don't know, one of the biggest industries in Maryland and in Baltimore specifically prior to Prohibition was distilling. And so this city was steeped in rye whiskey, specifically Maryland rye whiskey, which is something that is a very beloved, revered style of spirit that all but went away following Prohibition. And so when we opened our distillery, we were very aware of this history of whiskey and the fact that no one had distilled spirits in the state in over four decades. So starting a very small distillery on the Eastern Shore might have gone a bit unnoticed, except for the fact that it was this historic moment where stills were being fired. Right on the heels of the craft brewing industry, spirits are kind of taking over. So 10 years ago, there were less than 100 distilleries in the country. That number has swelled to over 3,000. And no one in Maryland was making booze anymore. And so we started, but we didn't start with rye whiskey. We just started with rum. I think that rum is a very interesting spirit. People ask me a lot of questions when they find out I have a distillery. The first one is, you know, how did you do that? And then what do you make? And rum. Really? And I love that because I love a challenge. And there is nothing more challenging than making rum on the eastern shore of Maryland. And the thing is, rum is this versatile spirit that our perception and our palate has told us that it's a specific thing, but it doesn't have to be. And so when you meet any maker, they're probably doing their best to offer you something that is unlike anything you've ever had before. And that's what we try to do at Lion Rum. But the thing is, we did make whiskey for a very short time. So when we first started, rum was our first spirit. And people would walk into the distillery and they'd say, "Oh my gosh, a distillery in St. Michael's, what do you have?" And I'd say, "White rum." And most people would go, "Cool, we're gonna go to the brewery." But we worked really hard to get people to try our white rum, our dark rum, some of our other rums that followed. But rum has this kind of stigma where people go, "Oh, I don't think I like rum. I'm more of a whiskey drinker, you know, like, I drink scotch, I drink bourbon, I drink these spirits that entire clubs and Facebook groups and Reddit threads are devoted to whiskey, because whiskey is sexy and special and sophisticated, and rum is decidedly not in the American population." But I didn't care about that. I was like, you know what, we're going to try to get people to drink rum, and we're going to make a little whiskey because it's a historical thing, and no one's made whiskey in Maryland in 42 years, and so we did. And as soon as we made that whiskey, people started paying attention to us, and it was like, "Hey, NPR wants to do a story. You're in the New York Times. Esquire said we were the best whiskey in the state," right? We were the only whiskey in the state at the time. Playboy wrote about our spirits. My booze, not the word, was in Playboy. And we got all this attention, and we got whiskey writers, and we got fans, and we had wait lists, and people loved the whiskey, and it was phenomenal. It won awards, and it won a lot of love. But my heart was with rum. And so about 3 or 4 years in, I started realizing, in my industry, most people that open a distillery want to make whiskey. They want to make American whiskey, they want to make bourbon, and they want to make it the best. And so it takes a long time to make a good whiskey, because whiskey has to age. 2 years, 4 years, 8 years. If there's any whiskey drinkers in the audience, older's better, right? Pappy Van Winkle, these are the gold standards. So what happens is, if you want to make whiskey, you end up making something else in the meantime. You maybe make vodka, which is the most popular spirit in America, also a great business idea. I didn't make vodka. Some people make gin, some people make rum, not a lot. So people started to get this idea, the wrong idea, that our rum was a placeholder for when we had enough whiskey. My sister runs the wholesale side of our company, and she would go into liquor stores and then go, "Still just rum? When are you going to make some whiskey?" And she would say, "We do make whiskey, but we only make about 100 bottles a year, and it sells out as soon as it comes out. We're really all about the rum." So with all of this press and all of this attention, all of this love that we were getting, it just didn't sit right with me. And I was starting to, you know that thing when you don't actually hate something, but because everybody else loves it so much, you decide that you have to be its enemy and that you're gonna take it down. And so the more people that came in like, oh, the rum's okay, but I'm just waiting for your whiskey. I woke up one day and I was literally like, I have to kill the whiskey. And I did. We stopped making it. No more grain, no more new charred American oak barrels, deforesting the planet. Just rum. That was it. We're just going to be the rum people. We went from being a distilling company to a rum distillery literally overnight, and it was the best thing we ever did. People thought it was a terrible idea. Pretty much no one thought it was a good idea except for me, but I also knew that it was controversial in that best way, that this would be the only way that a tiny rum distillery in the middle of nowhere, St. Michael's, could give rum the platform, the respect, the special thing that it deserved, right? Because it's one thing to say, you know, this is a great rum, but come back in December if you drink whiskey. Like, that wasn't working. So we turned the page. We became the only distillery I know of to stop making a beautiful, expensive, highly sought-after whiskey and just focus on rum. And it paid off, I think. Well, one, because I'm really happy about it, and that's all that really matters when you run your own business. But we found our people. So, yeah, the NPR hasn't called in a long time, and the New York Times still hasn't really featured American rum, but we found this community of people that love what we do. I hope a lot of you tonight that had rum maybe feel differently about it, because rum is a beautiful spirit. It's become my mission in life to just advocate for young American rum, which is just a weird thing in general. But it's very rewarding. And I think that we get a lot of praise for a lot of things that we do, but unless you're proud of it, that praise doesn't mean anything. And so people still walk into my distillery every so often and say, hey, you think you're ever going to try your hand at making a whiskey? And I just say, you know, no, we're the rum makers. And more often than not, they're actually coming seeking out the rum, and that's the best feeling in the world. So thank you. Cheers.